education advocacy groups are giving Governor Andrew Cuomo bad grades when it comes to education spending in his proposed budget. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some Syracuse parents and community members believe the state needs to come through with substantially more money for schools in the upcoming spending plan.
Governor Cuomo's proposed budget unveiled this week included a $608 million increase in education funding. And that's well short of what education advocates like former Hannibal schoolteacher and Citizen Action of New York board member Bill Spreiter says is needed.
His proposal falls far short of a serious investment in our schools and in our children's future. In fact, when you take a look at area local school districts who are affected under his aid increase, we find that 7 get less aid than they got last year.
Citizen Action and the Alliance for Quality Education are calling on the state to increase education spending to the tune of $1.9 billion. Advocates point to a study that shows despite a $1 billion increase in education spending last year, many schools still had to make cuts in programs, classes, resources, and staff. Spreiter also says the governor's proposal for universal pre-K announced in the speech doesn't provide enough funds for such a program, and he supports New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's proposal to tax the wealthy in order to pay for universal pre-K. Cuomo and the legislature have till April 1st to come up with a final school spending number. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.